2012 to jam.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
There's lots of shocks on the mic.
Don't touch it with your mouth.
It's a shame I wanted to French kiss the mic. Really. Sir Betty's. Swift Beer is a mess, and a lot of shows, like if you've seen the Green Mill Poetry Slam or some other ones, have standing little things they traditionally do to explain the show and get started and everything. So I wrote one of those. So I'm reading it from a piece of paper so it doesn't look all memorized and everything, but it's new. This is only the third one we've done of these. So hello and welcome to Sloop Eaterman's Mess, the live Chicago variety talk show that's rebroadcast on the web. It's everything a variety show should be, without constraints from the FCC or mainstream media and without its creative ed up Hollywood's ass. The show's monthly for now. First Tuesdays, unless the calendar interferes, and it will next month because Labor Day is going to fall. The first Tuesday of the month is going to be the day after Labor Day, and nobody's going to come out for anything. So it'll be the 9th next month. We may travel venues, but for now, right now we're at 1800 West Division here at Phyllis's Musical Inn. The show is free, but we'll pass the hat a few times for the performers and everybody. Or feel free to stuff something into my pants. Visit my site, Daily Limerick, as I already mentioned, and see the Sloop Central section there for info on my coming messes and other shows, and read Daily Limerick 2, preferably naked. There's a Limerick each and every day, about the news or not, plus it's been a humor blog since before the term blog. Now in its 10th year, and I'm marginally qualified for such a thing as a writer, performer, and MC, from Mad Magazine to LA's Lab Factory to blah, blah, blah. I'm also a regular host of the Flabby Hoffman Live, Cable Access, and FearlessRadio.com shows. More shameless plugs as the night unwinds. I will interview each one of our features, just like any other talk show. Each show has a house band for the evening, like Sarah Betty's tonight. The band will play songs or snippets between acts, and will become my ever-changing band, the musical Nutwagon, for at least my now traditional closer, Fireworks, Cheese, and Porn. And the song is simple enough that we'll pass out kazoos so that you, the audience, can help make a mess along with us. I will throw out some sketches or bits here or there once we get that going. And after the features, we do have a showcase thing if we have, you know, people come in to sign up, like an open thing. So see me soon if you want to do that. I may throw in another comedic poem of mine too because it's my show and I'll do what I want. After the mess ends, the house band for the evening will play until the closing if they like, and we encourage you to stick around and support them. The show's also loose. Morally loose is a given, but structurally loose as well. Sometimes we'll enlist features for shtick or spontaneously break up. I just jumped on this idea without figuring out the particulars first. I kind of took the back door to show business to begin with. But so you can't always talk, you know, count on things like typical decent talk show furniture. We do have chairs up here, though. And there's a reason I named this Sloop Eaterman's Mess rather than Sloop Eaterman's Well-Oiled Machine. There's also a method to my madness. I have two lofty goals. For this, goal number one is playing a small part and resting The entertainment industry from the clutches of Hollywood and joining the internet and personal technology revolution. And goal number two is crafting my idea of the perfect live show, because I've performed and hosted literally thousands of all types. And noting what works and what doesn't, I think variety helps keep people's attention, for instance, more than like 15 comics in a row. And while open mics have their charm, it takes proven features to actually bring people out. Oh, and I wanted to present this in a bar or a nightclub because it seems to attract the coolest crowd. So last but not least, if anybody can give me a ride home, it'd be appreciated. So enjoy Swift Biederman's mess, because the finest things in life are also the messiest. Now we were going to talk to the Surabettis here first, Surabettis, before we... Then they'll do another song, and then we'll come back with our first feature, Red Hot Annie. I guess you guys are welcome to just stand, or... Do you want to all participate, or do you... Oh, you can stop and start that for the interview if you... So, Surabettis, and would you consider yourself Maggie the kind of spokesperson, or are you all...
No, I would consider myself Margie the spokesperson.
Call her the what? Lulu. Margie the Lulu. There's actually a bartender here named Lulu, but she's not here tonight, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, the Maggie was the one I talked to hook up the gig. And how long have you guys been playing?
3 years.
Somewhere between a year and 3 years.
3 years? And have you had like a behind the music experience yet? Has anybody jumped out a window on PCP or anything?
Not till tonight.
Not till
tonight. Not till after the show.
Oh, that could be part of the show. You could jump out.
We're on the first floor, so it's not going to hurt too bad.
But you know, you start small and you work your way up a floor each time. So is this the same lineup all along, or
we come as a set?
So you've been together 3 years and stayed together, which is something. Do you have any like tips for band marriages? Because I know that a lot of bands just seem to lose drummers, especially drummers.
Maybe the drummer should answer that question.
Yeah, you have any tips for any drummers who might be watching for not like choking on other people's vomit or anything?
No, you gotta have the booze. That's why you stay in a band, right? And it's real. It's easy to stay in a band. You know what? You better not ask me any more questions. I'm a little coked to the gills right now. I'm speeding really hard.
Okay, spoken like a true drummer. Now, do you, I know you're all obviously individuals and things, but are there any like major influences that stick out for like...
Caffeine
is the main influence that sticks out. And why on earth did you decide to do this gig?
Well, it's a Tuesday, and there's something on TV. Fame and Fortune.
Oh, okay. And now, so everybody knows, and what we rebroadcast on the web and stuff, you're at, what is it, MySpace, Surabettis? Where can you be found?
We're at MySpaceSurabettis.com.
Okay.
MySpace.com/Surabettis.
Well, yeah, I think people can figure it out. As long as you say MySpace, if they can't figure it out from there, they really don't.
Wait, what's MySpace?
What's MySpace? Well, the drummer doesn't know what MySpace. I wish I didn't know, but... Well, I mean, is there any like upcoming shows or like releases or anything you want to plug?
We're playing at the Horseshoe on September 13th with Bleary. What else? We're playing Gethsemane Garden at Halloween Costume Show October 25th.
And do you if people want to buy some Surabettis, do you have stuff with you? Is it available through MySpace or how?
We got CDs, Tommy's for sale. It's affordable. Both are the CDs are a little more.
Okay, so you have those with you?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure to see Surabettis. And it is Surabettis, right? You don't usually say these.
Surabettis.
Because people will beat up people for adding or subtracting the B. However you want to say it from the Okay, is there anything else you want to say after this scintillating interview?
Absolutely nothing.
It's trouble. Alright, well, you ready to play another song? We'll hear from the Surabettis, and after that we'll have our first speech for the evening, Red Hot Annie.
practice, then interview.
Maybe in the morning.